All right, it's a good morning to you. And of course, it has been raining in the morning, just quite a good weather here. When I came inside here, I found it very much freezing to the point that I thought these people were treating me as a masbanger fish, putting me into a cooling. And I said, please, can you switch off the aircon because it's freezing here. Yeah, but it's a good morning to you and welcome to Tech. And I'm finishing my part today. I'm finishing my part. Of course, I've been with you. I've been with you for almost these weeks when we are talking about. We started with Ukraine, the situation in Ukraine, and we are now talking about other type of developments in technology. And, of course, the story of Ukraine is everywhere. You can always follow it. And now I had, actually, I read on Forbes magazine that Moderna has asked the Food and Drug Administration of the America, or I mean the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, so that they approve the fourth dose of the vaccine. So there's a fourth vaccine dose that is about to be approved by the Food and Drug Administration. And we are about to go to the fifth, sixth, which means every year there will be a dose, new dose introduced. And that is equal to making money. Some people want to continue to make money. And they want to continue making money while in the suffering of others. For example, I've been talking to you about the sale of weapons right now. The sale of long-range anti-aircraft missile. It's expensive. If you have to install the full installation of the Patriot batteries and the air defense missile, like the THAAD missile, the one that was installed by Trump in 2018 in South Korea. They called it the THAAD system. That one in American dollar is, let me just whisper to you how much that is. Between 15 and 30 billion. So it's between 15 and 30 billion. How much is 30 billion? Our GDP is not even 30 billion, yes. Our GDP is around 17 billion US dollar. That's 100 and something, 180 billion or so. So that is how expensive war is, and that's how much profit some people are making from the miseries of others. So from the miseries of others. And surprisingly, the Germans have made the money that the spending that they spent on Ukraine right now, just even, it's not even a month. Within few weeks, they've already spent 105 billion euros. But when it comes to the genocide, they want to give $1.9 billion. They want to give $1 billion, and they can give $105 billion to Ukraine. You see how things come to play out. Well, without raising some sensations, without being sensational here, but we are pointing to the fact that this whole issue of Ukraine has exposed the hypocrisy of the world. So it has exposed the hypocrisy of the world. And the tech world is also caught up into this mess. Now, there is no facial recognition at the border, at Tijuana, That is the Tijuana border between Mexico and the U.S. So the people that are there, the Ukrainians, they are blue passports. Once they see a passport in Ukraine, you are taken in immediately by officials. But there are Russians who also have fled Russia. They found themselves in Mexico. They found themselves in Mexico. So with their red passport, whenever they come closer, because they fled Russia, because they have protested against the war. So they've protested against the war. Now they ran away to America. So when they got to the border, there is no facial recognition. There is no technology. So they check their passport. And then if you are from Ukraine, you enter inside. So, and if you are from Russia, they look at your passport and they tell you, wait. So any other immigrants from Honduras, Nicaragua, Guatemala, all those Latin Americas countries, they are told to wait. They are even pushed back. They are not supposed to enter. So any person that is accepted now is Ukrainian, especially in the Europe and Americas. They are only taking in Ukrainians. So anything that you should say now on Facebook must be Ukrainian, must be supporting Ukraine. So if you say anything that is not supporting Ukraine, that is supporting Russia, you are going to face trouble with all these technology companies. So any money now that is donated, America has decided to give $13 billion. $13 billion in aid. They have already spent around $1.9 billion in support with Ukraine. So the $13 billion that the U.S. is giving to Ukraine is almost our GDP here. So when you talk about, this is not a political show, but I'm just getting into the politics of what is going on, and that has also dragged the tech sector into, it has dragged the tech sector into the mud. It has dragged the tech sector into a mud, and I'm going to explain how the tech sector is in a mud. So let me just give you a background, because this politics is a horse. Everybody's riding on politics. So what America is giving to Ukraine is equivalent to the GDP of Namibia, $13 billion. Now, with many years of genocide discussion in Namibia, no country has come to say, look, we also support, we say Germany must honor, like what was going on with the Jews. The money that 105 euros, that is billion, if Germany could pay that money, and if America could even say, we also give you 13 billion to support yourselves. Not only the Hereros, who are descendants of the genocide, will benefit, but the whole country will benefit throughout the projects. But it does not happen because it's about a dark skin that is involved. So how does technology get into this mud? Technology companies, the CEOs, are also trying to be correct by saying, look, we are also banning Russia from using our platforms. And this, of course, is a political, not an economical decision. Just like it was during the COVID-19, that you don't say anything. If you become a pro-vaxxer or a conspiracy theorist, and at the end of the day, destiny has come to prove that a lot of things that people were saying, even fact checkers were making noise about, to say that they are conspiracy theorists, a lot of them became true. So a lot of them became true. And none of us came back to say, oh, what we used to say is a conspiracy, actually has become true. When people were saying vaccines will be mandatory, people were saying those are conspiracies. But now we have mandatory vaccines in throughout the world. When people were saying, no, the vaccine does not actually end at two doses. There are more doses. People were saying it's conspiracy. Now we have the fourth dose waiting to be approved for Moderna by the FDA. So a lot of things were said to be conspiracies on the 20th of March 2020 are now a reality on the 18th of March 2022. Countries that were boasting to be paragons of democracy, time has now exposed them. They have become paragons of hypocrisy. So they have become paragons of hypocrisy. And platforms that were said to be supporting free speech and freedom of speech and human rights are now platforms of autocracy. And the tech sector, which was saying they are apolitical and they are neutral and they have an inclusive approach and they are not aligned to any politics or any government, it is all proven to be false. And they have proven it has all proven to be false. Technology is political. News or media is political. It just depends on who owns what. So now, the world actually at least knows. Iraq knows, Afghanistan knows, Syria knows, Libya knows who owns what media house. These 3 weeks, thanks to the Karatagoma that Russia created in Ukraine. Right, so you see how technology, it is now going to be difficult for technology sector to clean itself from this mud. It is going to be easy, of course, because they have money and they have support. Most of these companies are Western companies, so it might be easy for them to clean themselves. But it is now clear that all along, companies such as Facebook and Twitter have been political. So if you want to see it, look at what happened to Trump. So, but Facebook always, Zuckerberg said that Facebook is not a political, it's not for politicians, it does not favor anyone. But we have seen that it was all false. So is there any tech company that is not political? No. So that is across the board, whether it is in Namibia or in Russia, the government always come to say, hey, ABCD. So if you don't, we deprive you of opportunities. And then they will be forced to dance to the news or to the system. Which is it is common. I mean, even God, you are not free to do what you want. So you are either with him or without him. And if you are without him, there are consequences. So that's how things are built on that fundamental of power to say, you follow what I do. If you don't, you face the consequences. That's how it is. There is no neutrality at all. Even the countries that abstained, they have a position. So there is not, you cannot say you have no position. Mm-mm. Even countries that abstained, that okay, we are not going to vote. We are neither Russian or American. They have a position. So they have a position. It's just silent. All right, it's 29 minutes past 10. I mean, past 11. Pardon me for that. Yesterday we were talking about the change or having a literate team as far as digital transformation is concerned. Now, we need to balance this so that, because when you have a literate team and everybody understands technology very well, work will be smooth and work will be successful and there'll be profit and there'll be productivity. But there's something that we need to be very mindful of. And that is uncoordinated excitement when it comes to technology, when it comes to adapting to change, or when it comes to the introduction of new changes. Most of us will become too excited, and we get to introduce new technologies because we are afraid of staying behind. And then at the end of the day, we are not really mindful as to whether this technology is really coming to work or whether this technology is viable or not. We just want to move with time. So we just want to move with time. We don't want to remain behind. But the reason why we need to transform is not only because we don't want to remain behind. We want to transform because we want a new way of doing things. We want a better way, a better successful way of doing things. Now, there are technologies that we need to be very careful of implementing them. There are types of technologies that I need to go through that we need to be very careful when planning to switch to them and implement them. You need to find out, we need to know, you need to understand the timing. Is it the right time for this technology? Are we in the right environment for this technology? We may have the skills for it, like to run it. But that's not enough to prove that this may be successful in terms of service delivery and the work done itself. One of the technologies that we are excited about, number one, is virtual reality. Virtual reality is a good technology. But we need to understand... You need to understand your business, the type of business that you have, and whether or not this technology will come and deliver as expected. In gaming, yes, virtual reality is good. Still a reality in gaming. So, it is a technology that needs to be evaluated very closely. It succeeded when it comes to training. It flourished as a training aid, and it has been more successful in gaming applications. But when it comes to a day-to-day business, we need to learn. We still have a long way to go learning on how to incorporate this type of technology into our day-to-day operations. So we need to learn how. It's not really about where is the technology and how to use it. It's about how this technology will evolve into making your work better and successful. So that's one thing that's very important. It's not really about where the technology is and how to use it. It's about how it will the eventualities, how it will evolve to become a tool that can be used for the betterment of companies. Of course, virtual reality is good. You see, when this concept has actually been with us for long, virtual reality comes in many forms. I can give you three of them. Like Zoom is virtual reality. Zoom, you can ask a question. You can be in a meeting and you are asking a question. You can be on a training and you are participating in the work. That's Zoom. And Microsoft Teams and Skype, for example, those are virtual reality platforms. They are virtual platforms that one can be. And the major virtual platforms, of course, is YouTube. I mean, not Facebook. This is somehow virtual there. But you cannot participate apart from raising your comments when you can participate with your writing. TeamViewer is sort of part of virtual reality, but this is more of collaborating. Like if somebody is in Windhoek and you are in an office in Katima, that person can help you set up your computer and help you to do your work through TeamViewer. So those are platforms. But apart from that, virtual reality is still limited in terms of how you incorporate it on a day-to-day business operations. So if you want to jump into this bandwagon, you need to understand you need to know whether this technology is something to go by or you need to wait. Because it's one thing updating to new technologies. It's another thing whether or not they work. So does the technology work? Does it work? Or it just become an excitement? And most of us who become tech savvy, we become too much optimistic of everything. IT department. They suggest, let's get this technology. Anything we see, let's get it. Let's acquire this. There's a device that does ABCD. Let's get it. And then the procurement department or the financial department carries out the orders and the devices come. The people are excited. We now have this device. Just to install the devices, you find out that there's huge gap between what the technology can do and what the result that it can produce. Because we don't know what technology we need. We are just excited because we want to be advanced. We want to move with time. We want to show that we are advanced. We have technology. And I also speak even in the issues of people with disabilities. Not every assistive technology can work for you. So you need to know what you need and what you want and what you are doing. So not every assistive technology can work for you. So you will pay more when you go ahead of time. So if you go ahead of time, most people don't want to remain behind time. But sometimes we go ahead of time and then we fail still. We are not moving with time. We are either behind time or ahead of time. Then we fail. So the failure is equal. The one that is behind time and the one that is ahead of time, failure is the same. So you just need to be on time. You just need to be on time. Virtual reality can work. It's something that is still evolving. It's a concept that has been there but is still developing. But you might not need it for now. That's one of the technologies that you'll be careful of. Number two, you have on-premises hosting data centers. These are centers where data, where they store data, these data storage facilities, when you have your own premises, when you have your own room. But why don't you just get to the cloud? Why don't you just get to the cloud system? It's easier, it's safer, and it's cheaper than to run your own data center. Somebody will say, even government can say, we have our own data center. Okay? At the end of the day, you can't run it, you can't maintain it. But if you buy one of the clouds, it is easier to maintain and it's cheaper. And the other one is coming up with new web portals. Coming up with new web portals. Yes, visit us at our website. And nowadays people are using applications. So you have an application. People will be using application instead of getting to navigate through a complicated website. So somebody will download a user-friendly application and as long as information is in there. So some people create websites and at the end of the day they cannot manage the website because that was not the need of the company. But if you create an application, and even applications, some people can create applications, but you find an application, there's no new information. You find a website, the last time it was updated, it was 6 months ago. So there's nothing new. There's no new information. So you can't, which means you can't maintain it, you can't maintain the content thereof, you can't put products there. You don't have new products, you don't have new services that you offer, or you don't have new information. It becomes a technology that is just dormant. It's like faith without works, which is dead. Technology without work is dead. So technology without work is dead, just like faith without work is also dead. Right. It is 18 minutes to 12. That's the time. The next thing is artificial intelligence. Somebody can be happy to say, let's get artificial intelligence. We are going to get artificial intelligence. We have artificial intelligence in our office. There is a lot of hype about artificial intelligence and machine learning, to the point that some people claim that the artificial intelligence tools, that they do everything for them, which is not true. So if you read articles written by tech enthusiasts and written by marketers of technology, you will really think, you will be drawn into a, just like somebody listening to a false prophet. You'll be drawn to believe whatever he says. So people think that artificial intelligence will come and do everything. So, many people use artificial intelligence words, these buzzwords, to ruin the untechnical people, to silence them, to thunder them. But you need to check before you jump into this bandwagon. What is artificial intelligence? Do we really have it? Yes, we have it. But can we rely on it fully? Not yet. And it's still being developed to the point where it can be active in our daily, in our day-to-day life. We have been with automation and machine learning before, since 1969, when we entered in the third industrial revolution. We have been with automation and machine learning. That's why this computer, there are certain things that it does. And it can even remind you that your updates need to be installed. So please, you need to update you need to restart your computer. That's artificial intelligence. And that's machine learning. That's automation too. But that does not do everything. It doesn't do everything. It still depends on a human mind. So it still depends on a human mind. Any technology that you introduce and it does not come to work, technology is only useful when it works, when it delivers the expected results. But if it does not deliver the expected result, that is useless technology, no matter how good it sounds. It will be useless no matter how good it sounds. Right. We are going for a short break. It is, of course, 14 minutes to 12. That's a time here. Let's go for a short break and we will continue after that. Stay tuned.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken, some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers.
Limit or avoid travel and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
not a fraud, it's a scandal. Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person who does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Welcome to the Free Your Mind Show. This is the show that's designed to crack you up and make you think at the same time.
Yeah. So, even automation technology needs to be very flexible. It needs to be a very flexible. All technologies need to be flexible, incorporated with a human hand and a human mind. I don't personally buy into this autonomy technology. The technology that is autonomous, that it can think and make decisions on its own. I don't buy into that kind of technology. I think that is a disastrous technology because we have software glitches now. And I think that will be more problematic with automating with this autonomous machine and driven by algorithms that, of course, algorithms are set by humans. But there will be a lot of biases in this type of technologies. For example, if you install a face recognition, a facial recognition technology, and maybe the way it was set, it can only take dark people to a certain extent. So if some of us who are darker than three nights put together, when we come there, we will not even be recognized by this technology. So it will say error. Yeah? You appear there, the sensor takes you, the camera is flared, you are taken, it will say error in performing the request, but you want to pass. No face detected, just because you are dark. I mean, I don't know how dark I am, but you go there and the software is saying no face detected. So this was demonstrated in China when black people could not be picked by cameras. They couldn't be recognized by cameras because they are blacks. So some of us who grow up in the village were very dark. You come there and you say error in performing the request or face not detected. Because somebody must have changed the algorithm to only pick up the light in complexion. Maybe people, I believe somewhere, I don't know how I found that up. I believe I'm one of those darkest guys. So, we might suffer as victims of that type of biases in autonomous technology. Because you'll not be picked up by the sensors. Wanda says he's darker than three nights put together. So I don't know between me and Wanda who is the darkest here. Maybe we are competing. So, but there'll be biases, and there'll be problem because traditionally heterosexuality is still having an upper hand. So the transgender and the queer people will not be recognized by some of this technology because it will only recognize men and women. Finish. Not other gender. So that's another biases. Those are other biases that will occur in this type of technology. So when you are introducing new technologies and excited about it, you need to understand the pros and cons of some of these technologies. And the thing of mistaking that you want to do a complete replacement of new softwares or of old softwares, and then you introduce new softwares that may not come and work. I have had a good software that worked very well. And one of my friends said, no, this software is up to date. You must get a new software. When I got this new software, I found out that I was having problems using it. So what I did, I just uninstalled it, went back to my setups, installed the old software, and it was working perfectly. So if something is working perfectly while changing it. So if something is working perfectly, why changing it? Why do you want to change it if it is working well? Sometimes we want to change things in the name of moving ahead, in the name of being advanced. We want to be advanced. We want to move with time. But moving with time should mean creating the software that should come, or the machine or the device that should come, must come and perform better than the previous one. So that's what moving with time should mean. It shouldn't only be limited to changing or to acquiring new softwares or new technologies and new devices. No. It should mean that the device that is coming and the device that is the software that you are acquiring now should actually come and perform better than the previous software was doing. So it should come and perform better, not worse. So it should come and perform better than the technology that you had before. You know, sometimes with softwares, it's like dumping an old girlfriend and getting a new girlfriend. Just to move in, you find out that she's actually just the ex girlfriend. So many people get excited. I was excited when I got Windows 10. I actually came to find out that actually Windows 7, though it is updated, is outdated now. I found out that it was better. It was the most powerful Windows. And now there is an upgrade to Windows 11. So we need to understand that people who do these things are doing business. So they care about how much they will get, and they keep introducing new things. And so it's up to us to sit down and see what works. What works? So those people who bought iPhone 13 last year, there is iPhone 14 today that is coming. So if you don't understand what works, you will keep chasing models. You keep chasing models because you don't understand what works. So when I investigated iPhone 13, iPhone 12, iPhone 11, 10 SE, with my old outdated iPhone 7 Plus, All the features are just the same. The difference is just one or two improvement in terms of camera and other qualities. But it's literally just the same. So if you don't understand how things work, you keep chasing models. Just like a guy spotting the new girls in town. You know, when you are spotting new girls in town, you keep chasing after them. Because you don't understand how things work or how what works. Right, and so my conclusion here is to say, let's investigate the advancement of technology and let's investigate our own livelihood, day-to-day livelihood, and see what works and how do we incorporate whatever technology into our day-to-day life. And when it comes to business, it's even more serious. You need to only acquire a technology that comes to work for the betterment of your business. It's not just something that comes to decorate your office desks. Right. Having said that, it's of course we have come to an end of our show, and this is the end of our show. Of course, my colleague Dwight will take over from me on Monday. He will come with more tech discussions and more tech discussions will be coming. And as for me, it has been good being with you, and I wish you a great weekend ahead. After a short break, I will come and, of course, welcome Sally, that is coming to take over with a brand conversation. Stay tuned.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times, which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken. Some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura menace.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you.
Okay, it's my time to say goodbye. And I wish you a good weekend ahead. And of course, Sally is here. Sally, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, friends. How are you?
Good.
And you seem like you're in a hurry. So goodbye, good morning, happy birthday, happy weekend.
You will
weekend.
Pay for exposing me like that.
No, yeah. You're going to go buy us lunch, so I won't fight it.
All right. Thank you very much. But today there's no special anyway. So
really?
Very, yeah. I mean, today's Friday. There's no special.
I'm sure there's like a Freaky Friday there.
There was a special yesterday and you didn't talk about the lunch. Look at you. You didn't talk about lunch. There was KFC yesterday. No, Hungry Lion.
Pretenders do the worst. Oh, pretenders do the worst.
Yeah,
are you now being blamed for Kentucky? Don't we have an AFC in this place at some point?
We have an AFC.
Mm-hmm.
Me, I'm going to for a CFC now. I'm tired of KFC.
What is CFC?
chlorofluorocarbon.
Is that like orozone? It's like a juice?
It's a gas.
Gas! Just get out of the studio, please. Get out, get out, get out. Go. Oh no, let this guy just go, please.
To our valued listeners and all Namibians, we are living in unprecedented times which have seen some extraordinary steps being taken. Some of which have suspended the most basic of human rights.
And this is because for the first time ever since our country won its independence, we have been hit by a dangerous virus, which is a threat to our livelihoods, the COVID-19.
The situation calls for us not to panic, but to work together and eradicate the spread of the virus. At Eagle FM, we urge you to always wash your hands with soap or use hand sanitizers,
limit or avoid travel, and respect our laws and obey authority.
We have the answer, and we will fight this the Namibian way. As Namibians, together, as one Namibia, one nation. Let's stand together against COVID-19.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have the capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Owino mnangeshefa no hara kushivika oma akuro yokupitira muhoriki radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukulu olongaha ningekwata fano na Monica koshikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mombirewa konorahita tunatu bali ohetatu batatu ne nola no natu nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
This is actually, to put it mildly, an economic scandal.
Fraud.
Not fraud, it's a scandal.
Scandal.
Why do you give a tender to somebody who does not have capacity to build? Why should you do that? You know a person that does not have the capacity to build.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
That's why I'm always telling people in Parliament, let me not take up my Catatura manners.
Right.
Because I grew up in Catatura.
Uh-huh.
And I will not hesitate to tell you off if it is needed to
be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
My response in terms of Rwanda at 6% is that we had been there before. We've had 6% growth before.
Mm.
It's not something that Namibia has not achieved in the past.
Mm.
And it's not something that Namibia will not be able to achieve in the future.
Eagle FM, the eye.
Owino mnangeshefa no hara kushivika oma akuro yokupitira muhoriki radio station ayo Eagle FM enyamukulu olongaha ningekwata fano na Monica koshikondosho ipindi konorahita tuimwe heali imwe ne heali imwe imwe no hamano. That is 0817147116 mombirewa konorahita tunatu bali ohetatu batatu ne nola no natu nenge dumo emaila ku monica@eaglefm.com.na opo mone oshijemo shiri nawa.
Eagle FM, the eye. Speak your mind while respecting the opinions of others.
But how can you say Namibia was brought on a silver platter when so many people were massacred?
No, that's not what I mean.
Mm.
I mean on the silver platter.
In terms of the infrastructure.
Of the infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there were schools, there were roads, there were...
Be part of the debate by setting the agenda.
To grab that victory against Ivory Coast will be a big one for us. It will be the first...
For social position to raise a child. What does that mean? Baby dumping.
Eagle FM lets you talk.
The commander say hold fire, they hold fire. fire. When the commander says fire, they fire. You know, they are trained to kill. We are trained to arrest people and bring them before court.
Eagle FM lets you express your constitutional rights of freedom of expression without fear of favor.
That's why some of us wear unbranded clothes. Because it's about selling their product.
So talk on Eagle FM. Eagle FM. The eye.